All right, everybody, I'm running around, actually, doing some analyses. But because I was looking on the internet for to see what you guys could not see, and you cannot see for some reason, some of the cyber attacks that are happening right now are not showing on any of the sites as far as those sites that track cyber attacks. They're just not showing up. So I have a piece of advice. Due to the sheer volume of data exchanges taking place right now, it'd be a good thing to back up some of your data, right? If you know how to run it through a scanner of some type for pictures and files, you might want to do so right away. Some of these systems within the U.S. right now, and also expect a unreasonable amount of updates in a day or so. Right? It may even start while I'm on air. But due to hacking or some type of tampering, right, some type of unusual activity with computers, probably be a good idea to back things up. Now, here's my opinion. I think many computers in America, Germany, the UK, France, all these different places, my opinion is they're already infected. Chances are, there's a good chance, your computers right now are infected. Now, what do they want? They don't want your personal data. They want to use your computer to launch whatever they're going to launch against infrastructure within the U.S. It's somewhat like what they did in California the other day and Texas yesterday when they were messing around with the software of water treatment plants. Some of the pumps and some of these power plants, right? I'll just say power plants. Somebody or something, right, is tampering with computers, data, connections, communications. And so it'd be a good idea if you guys back that up. We know it's no secret. It's no secret. Iran would, and Russia would, in a heartbeat, attack the U.S. by way of any type of cyber threat. We know that Russia would do it because they are just today. Russia has become very upset with the USA and boots on the ground. You guys remember when Putin said, if the U.S. is involved with Ukraine, right, we're likely going to see some sort of nuclear exchange shortly thereafter. Well, the boots are there, right? So one or two things will happen. Either Putin just had his bluff called, right? Or he's going to respond. He's going to respond. Things have become so serious that other armies are now in co-op training with the USA, which is unusual at best, right? So we have an escalation of military activity, military monitoring, and a higher state military readiness taking place. I know that they're demanding, just about on every single base, they're demanding that their equipment readiness rating is above what the normal tolerance is, right? Which means most of the equipment on a military base must be functional, right? It's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to be a lot of orders going into motor pools to get everything up to par. But it will take place. Keep that in mind. We are headed in this one direction that we have not deviated from. But do your due diligence. Be vigilant. Make sure you back up your data so that you don't lose anything precious. Right? I know for a fact, for those of you who have products, that there is a type of update. And if your data is corrupted, right, the cloud is going to respond. Your hard drive is going to be, or whatever your memory base is in your device, is going to be probably wiped in a couple of areas and rewritten. This is going to cause a loss of data, right? So it's an inconvenience when you lose phone numbers, pictures, you know, all that good stuff. And so back up your data. I know here at COT, I have to do that with everything. Right? So it's a daily occurrence with us. But I'm fortifying everything now. I know the tampering is going to increase. And domestic computers here in the USA are going to be used to hit or to irritate, aggravate, or hack into U.S.-based systems. Right? Hackers love to do that. They like to take your equipment to attack your infrastructure. So then the signature of the attack or the origin of the attack will not come from Russia or Iran or North Korea. It'll come from, you know, Maine, Texas, Kansas, Wyoming, Montana, places like that, right? We're there. We're there. And we're escalating. I want you guys to know that. Please know that. So that you can continue to get online, right? Your device goes down, you can't get online. You just can't do it. Also, they're going to start, this I would say this very delicately, and hopefully everybody can hear this. I do pray they take it to heart. But we have actually hit a time where irresponsible speech is going to be followed by punishment on the internet. Right? TikTok, this whole TikTok thing is about content. I know they make it to be about one thing in the public's eye, but it's about content. TikTok carries what? Now, I hope you guys pay attention to this, but TikTok is the number one go-to place for the average person to become educated on global affairs. TikTok. The problem is, TikTok is opinion-driven by just about anybody. And there's some pretty ingenious people out there who are content creators who make professional presentations, and that draws people's attention. That does not make the person right. But what's happening is people are believing what's on TikTok in comparison to what the government puts out. And so what do you have? You have the government stepped in, right? They're passing bills left and right. They've already passed one bill. I believe they lengthened shutdown or the mandate of a sale of TikTok to 9 months or something like that. But what do you see here? Because people are flooding TikTok to get their information, right? They're taking control of it. They're going to shut it down. Which means what? See, if TikTok was not the go-to place, right, for news, they'd care less about TikTok. They really could. Why is it that they would go to TikTok, but they won't go to a porn site? Why is it that they're saying TikTok is a Chinese company, but we know for a fact that half these porn sites are from China and Russia and North Korea? We know it's an active cyber program they have. I don't hear anybody saying we're going to shut those down. Do you? All I hear them saying is, we're going to shut TikTok down. Right? That's what I hear. Now, because most of the public is educated by way of TikTok, and I say most of the public because we have a young person takeover, because most of the public is educated by TikTok, it is affecting everything. Everything. In fact, it's one of the primary drivers of the protests you see in these colleges. TikTok is. Right? That's why they're going to take control of it. That's why the mandates, the heat, the pressure is being put on it. because it now fights their agenda. They're not going to have that. They're going to take it and reface it. This has happened with quite a few companies. This is coming quick. And you guys are not exempt. Your blogs, your posts, your all your collected data, your presentations, YouTube, everything. Right after TikTok, yours is going to be scrutinized with extreme prejudice. And people are going to lose their accounts, their data. People are going to pay fines, or it's coming quick, right? The only way to avoid something like that, because we are using their utilities, right, is to do what the Bible says. Be holy in all manner of communication. That's how you avoid it. But that's what's happening. And when TikTok is gone, YouTube is going to fill up with all those videos. Now, one thing you may not know about YouTube. YouTube's ownership is strange at best. It's kind of like Facebook, right? It's kind of like Elon Musk with X. All those platforms have eyes and ears in them. All of them do. That's how they work. That's why they stay. That's why. I want you guys to know that, right, so that you are aware of it. It will become a problem quickly. Almost overnight, it'll become a problem quickly. So be responsible out there with this stuff, right? Be responsible and expect a big information gap. You know, many of us knew that something was coming to where people would not. They would not know what was happening in the world. Now we see why. Now we see why. Even in the Bible it says, they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. They didn't know anything until the flood came and took them all away. Which means information, right? Information slowed down. People could not get the inside information. They couldn't. They were stuck with the propaganda. Do you hear me? TikTok is a very important tool when it comes to alternative media. It's very important, which is why, you know, you have these other platforms out there. They are not immune. Rumble, all those different places, they are not immune. You're going to see it. TikTok will be the first. Like dominoes, they're going to begin to fall. They will. That's going to happen. So people will not be able to voice their opinion. So what do you think they're going to do? I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to go to YouTube, right? They're going to X. They're going to these popular companies you know about. While the pressure and the heat's being put on everybody else, they're going to force people to sell these companies. And you better believe they have people lined up to buy them. They're just lined up to buy them, right? They're going to do it. Now, where does that leave the Christian? Oh, don't worry about it. We're going to do our best to stay off that list. Matter of fact, we're probably not on that list. We're probably not. But you better expect it for everybody else. You better expect it for everybody else. And when everybody's driven to YouTube, when everybody's driven to X, when everybody is driven to these known companies, well, that's where big time suppression begins. And it's coming. Right? Somebody says, is that the reason for Mixler? Well, you know what? COT is going to do away with Mixler here shortly. We cannot be tied to any third party software. We're not going to be tied to third party software. Right? Which is why I'm a little meticulous when it comes to development and what we use. I'd rather take my time to have my own compression software, audio software and the like, than to use somebody else's service who can easily tell us you can't, you know, can't broadcast with us anymore. I am thankful for Mixler. I am, right? If they happen to withstand this tide of control that comes in, we'll They can't, though. We have to think about that. Because we talk about Christ, right? That's what we talk about. Someone says, oh, no, I won't be able to listen. Sure you will. Sure you will. COT right now is not turned on, but we have a universal player for all platforms. Right? Once that is enabled, here's what happens. Once I enable that, it is by law, they're going to come and investigate the code in that. Right? Any kind of crypt keys or anything like that, they have to have those. They have to have those. Right now, everybody is using a type of centralized compression software pack. Mine is outside of all of that. Yes, you'll be able to use COT. You will. It'll work with all devices. But once it's enabled, that's when my time gets tied up. That's when it gets tied up. That's when I have to, you know, I'm going to have to do a lot of administrative things to keep them away. That's what will have to happen. Somebody says, what about SoundCloud? I don't know. I don't know about SoundCloud. But these things are, these are corporately owned companies. And the, here's what gets me the worst. Now, think about something. They start this control mechanism, and it becomes a law of the land, which it is, probably in less, I'd say in less than 5 weeks. It becomes a law of the land. All of a sudden, everybody has to watch what they talk about, right? If you think you get strikes on YouTube now and your account is frozen or you're locked out, wait until they force people to sell all their content or everything they're doing. And so it's important for me to work outside of that. That's important. Right? And it's important for me to provide for other churches a platform where they can just go in there and do what they need to do. The only difference is where X and all these other places, they're sponsored by corporations who invest in them by way of advertising. We're not doing the advertising thing because that opens up your platform to even more eyes. You have to comply with different laws in the USA. And so people will have to, you know, once you do the advertising thing, your compression software is exposed. Everything is exposed. Right? People just start looking into everything. But that's the reason why we're doing what we're doing. But I want you guys to be vigilant, right? It will come. But the hackers are the immediate problem right now. These systems that are compromised. But it says, well, will there be more than one chat for COT? There's already more than one chat. Many things are not enabled, right? Because we're still getting things online. Now, most people can handle that, right? Handle the big accounts and go pay, you know, $20,000 for this, that, and the other. We can't do that. I'm being just honest with you. We can't do that. We don't have those funds. We can't do that. So what we have to do is piece by piece operate and put things together, right? Funds can make things speed up, yes, they can. But we have to do things in accordance with what the Lord provides. Right? But I'll tell you this. Anything you build overnight can be torn down in less than an hour. You take a long time to build something. It's going to take a lot of time to take it down. Time. Somebody says, well, Pastor Paul, move over to COT. I don't know. Anybody can use that compression software once it's out there, right? In fact, you guys, once we start getting some of the hard lines in COT kind of upgraded, you guys will see more and more packets that you'll be able to use and test out and play with. You'll see what's meant by it being free, how it works, all that good stuff. I know all that good stuff. So anyway, they're starting this, if I were some of you guys who are deeply concerned, just follow the story of TikTok. You're going to see a good example of what they're going to do. Just follow that with TikTok, and you'll see it. You'll see it. Now, a long time ago, we talked about this, right? We did. Back in 2010, 11, 12, and 13, and 14, we talked about all this. Every single last bit of it. It's just that we're now getting to the time where they're about to, you know, pull the plug on quite a few people. And listen, with the violence, this violence is happening right now. Do you not understand what they're saying? Listen to what they're saying. They're saying that those who are sympathizers with Hamas, who have twisted history, who are on TikTok, right? Who are painting a narrative that does not exist in the minds of millions. They have to be dealt with. They do. You have a lot of, now don't be offended if you're a Democrat or Republican, right? I'm telling you what they're doing out there on the streets. They had a person who, they're doing these, you know, testing people out to see what they know, to see how much of the laws of the land they know. And believe me, quite a few things are twisted. They're very twisted these days. And it's because people get their information from possibly from somebody who's opinionated one night on the internet, and they accept that as truth. Well, when people do that, they begin to operate based on somebody else's opinion. That can be unhealthy in the long run. It's not a bad thing sometimes, because there are real talented folks out there, very sincere folks out there. But there are also people who are just angry. People who just want to, you know, they want the spotlight for a minute. And they start making up things, but they'll have hundreds of thousands of people believing in things that don't exist. They're just not real. And when that happens, right, whether it be real or not, power is taken away from the mainstream. The mainstream does not like that. They're blaming these protests in these colleges on TikTok. They're blaming it on social media and those who are content creators who talk about the news, right? But not necessarily under the blanket of these major media corporations. So our government is initializing these laws, right? And follow TikTok. You'll see that's a door opener, right? It's a door opener. It's happening. It's a done deal. It's happening. Now, anybody out there is free to use anything they want to use. But we can't do that because I know that they would just love to pull the plug. And you do realize these folks with Hamas, have any of you spoken to any of them? When you bring up the Jews, right? When you bring up what Israel is doing, when you bring up the Bible, they get so angry. They get very angry. You're right in the middle of it. Don't you guys find it odd that the protests would begin at the same time Trump is being tried, or is in court at least? At the same time, the weather is totally gone off the rails. Everything all at one time. Don't you find that odd? I do. Find that to be very odd. At any rate, I know you guys have questions. Let me see here. What do you have? I simply said, I don't want to lose this family you won't. It's my job to make sure that doesn't happen. My job is to make sure we continue to operate so you guys have a platform, of multiple platforms of communication. So I wouldn't. Now, I'm going to mention something else, you guys. You guys know that we're about to wrap up our study in Revelation, right? We're going to start another series. Let me give an example of this series real quick. It's going to be one of those series. Well, I can't tell you about it. You guys have seen the outline. Anyway, part of that outline is the title is Come Back Home. Come Back Home. It exemplifies when the father was talking about giving what that actually is. It speaks about how you can drift, even right now, and you won't even know it, right? That there are some things that people have to straighten up, and this is about removing any curse on your life, any curse, so your life will no longer be caught up. It means if you identify, which I know you guys are going to, when you identify certain things in your life that the Lord said, you know, don't have this in your life, once you identify it and you get rid of it, your life changes. Part of this study is going to be identifying those areas in your life. So let me give you guys a quick example, because all of you know about this. We all know about the tithe, correct? We all know about that. We all know about giving, correct? So let me ask you guys some questions. And by the way, this is in the study. Does God need anybody's money? Yes or no? Yes or no? Does he need anybody's money? Yes or no? No, he didn't. So he didn't need anybody's money. Why did he tell people to tithe the way they did? Why? Why money? By the way, was that a rule when he said that? Was that some sort of advisement? Okay, let me break it down real quick. I'm not going to go into detail at all on this. But the Lord did tell people to bring your first fruits into the place where the Lord God chose to place his name. Right? He charged the priesthood of receiving. So everybody bought whatever it was. It could have been a tithe of corn, a tithe of this, a tithe of that. Everybody was in fault. And the Bible says, for those people who could not make it there, to go and sell their first fruits, get the money for it, bind it up, and send it along by someone. Now, he did that, and then here's what the priesthood did. When they received all of that, everybody ate. Everybody ate. Do you know that? Think about that. That's what happened. When people bought their first fruits into God's house, and the priest, of course, they kept that. The priests were instructed to feed everybody. Now, the priests themselves, they were not allowed. They were not allowed to have an inheritance with everybody else. They were not. They were kept separate from that. Right? Everybody else prospered. The priests could not own land. They couldn't own anything. Do you know that? They couldn't. The people could. The priests could not. But they would get everything, and then they would feed the people, everybody. They would have a feast so that no one was without. Isn't that awesome? That's God's house. That's what's meant by having meat. When the Lord says, when he says to have meat in his storehouse, it's for the people, not so it can sit there and rust. It's for you. That there may always be meat in the house of the Lord. That was for you. So why money? Why money? It's why. Money represents your power. That's what it represents. Money represents your power. It is very difficult to give up. It is something, it's somewhat of a necessity for everybody. We don't have big, giant crops. we can't sell animals, right, or trade animals for common things. We can't do that. We use money for everything, and money represents your power. Do you know in the New Testament and the Old Testament, when it says to love the Lord your God with all of your might, imagine that, with all of your might, your power. That is an absolute surrender, listen, of your power to the Most High. It has nothing to do with the money itself. Did you know that it has nothing to do with the money? Money represents the hardest thing a person could ever give up. Money does. Because money empowers people. So when you give money in accordance with the word of the Lord, you're surrendering something of yourself. When you do that for the Almighty, you're bowing down to Him, everything. When you do that. Isn't that awesome? He didn't make that a rule. That's not some rule. He didn't say, you know, He didn't make it a rule. It was a law in the Old Testament. It was a law. It was part of, actually, it wasn't the law. It was part of the statutes, commandments, and judgments. So it was a statute. Right? So people did that. That was an advisement. Because God said, if you give, you're not cursed. If you do it the way He said, you're not cursed. So listen to me, though. What a person did when they did give, who were they giving to? It was becoming part of the feast for the people. So that no one was empty in that place. So that no one was starving. So everybody could partake. Then He did that same thing again in the New Testament. By the Holy Ghost, He did. That's the way the Lord works. So it wasn't, but my point is this. Something happened along the way. We all know that. We all know that something with the money happened along the way. People saw it as a business opportunity, and they enriched themselves by it. We know that. We know that. The problem these days is this. In the body of Christ, it's very difficult to tell who's suffering. It is. Because a lot of people suffer in silence. They won't come forward. Right? They won't come forward. And it's just, sometimes it's unfortunate that there's just not enough to go around. But here's the deal. You have some people who believe in the Lord, who desire to help people out, but they don't know who they are. They don't. Well, just like in the days of old, when everything is brought to the house of God, the Levite, the priesthood, they were given that communication by the living God to do what they did. But then, of course, they got corrupted also. They did. My biggest point is, God does not need your money. But when you do give money, it represents you surrendering your power. It's just very precious to a person. It's a real, tangible, precious thing. Money is. It is the make or break thing in someone's life. Money is. We all know that. So what happens when you surrender a portion of that in accordance to the Word of God? Then you're blessed. You're empowered. And if you read those blessings carefully, you're enabled to do the work of the Lord. You're enabled with healing to do the work of the Lord. It's an awesome thing. We're going to go over all those principles. All of them. Right? All of them. I think they're very important. Because you get later on in the Bible, you get to certain books in the Bible right before the New Testament where God's house was in bad shape. You knew what the Lord did. This is real too. Here's what the Lord did. The Lord said, my house is in bad shape, and your houses look like mansions. You know what the Lord did? He said, since my house is in disarray, but your houses are beautiful and decked to the brim. I'm going to put a curse on you, and he put a curse on them this way. He said they would have money. They would put it in their purses or their pocket. But it will be as though they have holes in their pockets. Now in life, let me tell you how real this is. In life with you guys, every time you try to save or put money away, something weird happens to take it. Doesn't it? Something strange. If you make an extra dollar, you have an emergency that requires that dollar. Something weird happens. You're cooking one day, all of a sudden your stove blows up for no reason. Right? You finally saved what you need to save, and your refrigerator goes out. You finally get to where you need to be, and your roof starts leaking, or your car breaks down. And one of the most notable ones is somebody gets sick in the family, creating these large medical bills. Every single time. I don't know about you, but I don't like those surprises. I don't. I don't deal with them. But the Lord has a way to do things. Your mindset, why you're getting, listen, I know people are taught and trained to do things in specific ways. Me personally, when I give, I'm giving for the cause of the Lord through whatever vessel that's receiving it. I do that openly. I don't do it for me. I do it for the Lord's cause. I do not do it for me. But you know what happens as a consequence of that? Because I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for the Lord's cause. He does exactly what he said he would do. See, when you care about the Lord's things, when you love your neighbor as yourself, keeping that commandment, because what's the point in not keeping that commandment? And you give all you have. I'll tell you right now, you can do that and not get anything in return. How many of you know that one? We get emails from time to time, and people will say, Mike, I've been a tither for 40 years. When will I have my breakthrough? Right? Then you read about somebody else who did get the breakthrough. So what held up the person who did not get the breakthrough? It was how they gave. How they gave. Long time ago, back in the 80s and 90s, people were teaching people to give like a formula. Well, if you do this, God will have to do this. That's what they were doing. It's almost like they were conspiring to get people to manipulate the Most High. Right? The Lord gave us a heart in which we are to give. He already lined that out. He did. Because all of us know this. Say I was in your neighborhood. All of a sudden you recognize me, right? But I can't talk. And my lips are dried up. And I'm panting and sweating profusely. And I'm convulsing on one side of my body. And it's 100 degrees outside. And I have no water whatsoever. Right? You know what? I never have to ask the person who perceives my condition. Those who perceive the conditions are those who are looking to be a blessing unto the Lord. They're not looking for something back. They're looking to make a difference. Did you hear that? Looking to make a difference. I mean, to really make a difference. When you do that. You give it with a different heart. You're not casting off God's commandments, right? Because if you don't love your neighbor, which you were commanded to do, and you don't, and you start giving, you're going to nullify your own seed. We'll go over those principles. They're lined out so beautifully, right? You'll hear certain ministers they touch on it from time to time. They do. I think it's a good thing. I do. I think it's a good thing. I just don't talk about those things because we haven't gone over all those things yet in this house. Right? We haven't done that. And yes, somebody said, Mike, do you know that they copied your horses in real life? Yes, I'm aware of that. The horses that ran down the street and one had blood on their chest. Yes, I know about that. Somebody said, when will the COT radio be enabled for us to use? Well, the radio for COT, the transmitter's enabled already. You're talking about the device for your phones. The device that will actually enable the radio chip inside of your phones. When the trouble starts, and we'll have to do this by the Lord's timing, because if it goes out there too early. Now, listen, guys. I already told you. The architecture for that device, just a piece of it, is going out to the public. Okay? So they can, you know, add it to a list of microprocessors. Because we need the revenue. Right? We need that revenue. The actual device that goes in your personal phone, right before something absolutely blows out, I'm going to make sure that I can get as many of those out there as I can. It'll be USB and USB-C and the Apple plug. Hopefully that helps. Hopefully it does. Somebody said the radio won't work outside the U.S. or will it? Yes, it will. There are repeaters all over the place. See, these people in laboratories, they use the atmosphere to bounce signals off that stuff they sprayed up there, right? Well, guess what? You can do the same thing. So it's no big deal. I have a peer-to-peer radio device that should, it's already embedded. It's already on the platters. They're already incorporating it, right? We get a royalty from that once they start the sales next year. It's around next year. Anyway, that radio device plugs into your cell phone. It then allows you to send a text message by a radio signal right through the air to anybody out there with a receiving device. So you don't need active service. Because if you don't have service on your cell phone, but you plug that device in, it will default to that device. And then all of your cellular services start working, but it's going to work through that device. The more people that have those devices, they cause a communications chain. So if we had somebody with that device in California, then we got somebody else with a few devices in Oregon, in Idaho, in Wyoming, in Nebraska, in South Dakota, in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, all those different places to the East Coast. We have total coverage. Total coverage. So that works. The more people that utilize them, the greater the radio net is going to be. It's going to be huge, right? Will it go across the waters? You better believe it. Sure to go across the waters. Absolutely. But that will come in handy so that because I know if something ever happens, right, and the satellites no longer work, your phone has to have perfect timing with positioning to to work. It cannot work if it does not know where it is. It can't work. Well, now you guys have it. So, that'll be good, though. That'll be good for us. Hopefully, that answers the question. Who is the USA in the Bible? Well, we'll have to finish Revelation for that. We need context, right? I just can't blurt that out because it's not that type of answer. There's a place in there that can only be the USA. We're the baby nation, guys. We are the baby nation. Okay, somebody says, what did John the Baptist mean when he said Jesus would baptize with fire? That was a reference, I believe, to the Holy Spirit. Also that term fire, right, to baptize with fire. Have you noticed that the fire with the Lord, when he speaks of fire, it's a cleansing fire always? See, in the Bible, there's a fire of torment, and there's a cleansing fire. But then we get to Acts chapter 2, and we see exactly what it is. The Holy Spirit. To be washed, right? Baptized with fire. My goodness. That's the Holy Spirit. Baptism, by the way, is symbolic. It's a gesture when a person commits. And when they go through with that gesture, it becomes a work or an act of faith. Right? It becomes faith acted upon. It's what it becomes. It represents a true washing, an immersion, right? A death and resurrection. It does. The Lord said that Jesus would baptize with fire. He did. He washed us with a cleansing fire. Now fire is funny because fire does not ask what needs to burn. No, it does not. Fire burns whatever it touches. It will attempt to burn out everything. And so this fire burns out impurities. The Holy Spirit, when in operation, will change the course of your life. It'll change it. Because when you're exposed to the Holy Spirit, conviction comes, and it is quite heavy. Your life then is straightened out. It really is. That's a cleansing fire, is it not? We'll get some more on that in the study, though. Somebody says, this is Mixler. Wait a minute, let me catch up here. I have to go to the last ones here, guys. What is the best supplement vitamin for someone who has ADHD, wants to get off the ADHD medication? Is that an adult with ADHD? Is it? Because if it is, that begins with your diet. Do you guys know that with some of the exhumed bodies that they've had over, a host of years, they diagnosed people predisposed with ADHD, checking them out and everything else. A lot of those people have gone through school, college, they did whatever, but they have ADHD. They didn't know it, though. So they would cope with it. They didn't know it. Now, they're coming up with medications for everything. You really got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with that. Because to a degree, just about all of us have some type ADHD, right? For example, the autism spectrum test. If you take that test and you're honest, some of you guys are going to find that you've got some autism happening. Okay, everybody. Let's see. Let me go down to the other one. You subscribe to the gap theory after Genesis. No need for me to... No, I don't. I don't subscribe to that. No. I know. Yes, sir. Somebody said, I'm OCD, I make myself mad. OCD is a control issue. That's what that is. People find great security is in control, right? I give you a challenge with the Lord. Learn to surrender control. All of it. Learn to surrender control. Find many things change. Somebody says, how am I going to be? Let's see. Oh, that was a good one. I missed it. Wait a minute, guys. Stop the press. Let me see. We got one. Let's see. Someone says, I can know you have been saying for us to prepare so that we can protect our families. Can you give me specific steps for those living in Ohio? Well, your area in Ohio, preparation in Ohio. One of the number one things in Ohio is security. People will take to the streets if something were to happen, and they will try to see if your door can be opened. Stand by, guys. Let me see. Okay. Let me get this back mixer. Is that cutting out? Somebody says control is an illusion. I agree. It is. It's a compensator, right? It's a compensator for the many times we don't have control. Somebody says, let's see, when the Bible says, and all, both great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, we'll have to take the mark. Are we here during the time, during that time? And if so, it means believers as well. I'm glad you asked that. That's a contestable point, isn't it? Because a lot of people say, oh, I'm not going to be here when the mark comes out. I'm not going to be here. Well, the Bible specifically says, right, speaking about the day of the Lord. Not to be confused, the day of the Lord, right, is one thing. There are many things that will happen before the great notable day of the Lord comes. But then, when you start reading Old Testament references, then you begin to read Revelation about the suffering that happens in this world. You cannot help but to see updates on Australia. Not yet for Australia. The fires are not here yet. All right, guys, I'm going to take a break just for a second. It is still early. It's very early. I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to tune two of these networks real quick so we can not have these skips, bips, and dips. All right? And I'll be back in just a few minutes. So this is Mike, how long do you think humanity has been on the earth? Quite some time. But I won't speculate and say, you know, trillions of years, millions of years, this and the other. I'm not going to speculate on that number. I'll be right back in a few minutes, you all. In just a few minutes. Let me know if you guys can hear that music. You guys hear that? Somebody in COT, let me know if you hear that music. Or Mixler, either one. Let me know if you hear it. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be back in a few minutes. At least that's working. I'll be right back, you all. Just a few minutes right here at COT. Okay, everybody, I'm back. Hey, do any of you have any loved ones in the danger areas of these tornadoes? Anybody? Somebody said, what's the best way to approach somebody with the spirit of religion, right? I got a better question. If somebody has a spirit, a religious spirit, a belief that's not quite Christianity, right? Are you supposed to go up to such a person? Do you know? Somebody says, yes, I do. Let me do this real quick, guys, because I do believe in the Lord. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we ask, Lord, that you place your hands upon those who are in these troubled areas, that you speak peace to that storm. This request we make by faith in the name of Jesus as believers, Lord. Maybe not the whole world believes in faith like that, but we do here. Father, I thank you for the outcome that the witnesses of the alterations of these storms from this point forward will be seen of believers to add to their faith and to their resolve for the work of the kingdom. These things we request in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the only begotten of the living God. Amen. By the way, guys, listen. I'm somewhat of a radical, right? So you know how you have those, you know how you have prayers where you pray something by faith, but you don't want to be embarrassed if it does not take place? I'm not the one who will ever be embarrassed like that. Just saying. Because I believe in the Father's resolve. I also know he's doing everything down here on this earth for you, not against you, for you. Right? And because he's doing everything for you, and because he gave us the ability to pray, he gave us the ability to pray. The Lord did. He did that for us, right? He did that for a reason. The same way Jesus, in the New Testament, he did things so that they would believe. It was important for them to believe because God has already established that we will endure this process by faith. He will not alter that. And so it was important for people to believe that Jesus was Lord for the purpose of salvation. Now, if the Lord alters these storms, of course, everybody's going to come up with their explanation. They will. But when you pray about something, and you have that faith the size of a mustard seed, which is quite tiny, and you can believe, just thank God for the outcome. I'm not one of those who will ever say, well, you know, it was a coincidence. They turned HAARP off or something like that. No. I don't believe in that. We couldn't have a storm if the Father did not authorize the particulates formation for the storm, regardless of who started the storm. God has dominion over everything. And if we pray, he gave us the power of prayer that he may answer that prayer, that we may see, that others may believe. So when we can pray a prayer of faith and that thing come to pass and other people hear it or catch on to it, it's going to give them a moment to pause. And for those who already believe, they're going to be thankful for those who are in that troubled area. When the whole storm system alters, right? Some people will say, give a scientific explanation. Those who have a relationship with Christ will be grateful, as well as me. Okay? As well as me. I'm somewhat of a radical. All my prayers are by faith. All of them could potentially be embarrassing if they don't take place. But that's not going to stop me from making that petition on behalf of somebody else. And it will help somebody's unbelief when they see the alterations of these storms. I know they're bad. I know they are. I know they're bad. I know they are. But your Father in heaven has authorized you all to speak, to declare, to say things, to walk in the name of the Lord. You know, when you do something in the name of Jesus, listen to me, you're doing something in the stead of Jesus, in the place of Jesus. That's who you are. Because if you dwell within Christ, then Christ is right here on this earth in you. So then if you release a word or something, Christ being in you and you in Christ, you're already in agreement with one. And because Christ is always in the Father, the circle is complete. And you will have what you say. So there we are with that. Anyway. Somebody said, close mouths, don't get fed. I like that. That I like. All right, where were we? I remember you saying something about Ohio being the most important place in America. Something about the pyramids. Can you explain? Yes, underneath Ohio is a type of civilization. It's a very active pyramids that are still on. But listen, the reason why it's one of the most important places in America, if they breach certain portions of that, Lord help them. They're playing with forces they couldn't possibly comprehend. The government, by the way, you know, those who are involved deeply in government, they know about Atlantis. They know about the Roman Pantheon. They even know about the Grecian Pantheon. They are the reasons certain books were never burned, but they were kept. Kept for a reason. We'll see it all play out. We most certainly will see it all play out. But hey, you guys belong in Christ. Your destination is different from the world. So we will keep encouraging and keep this fellowship going as long as possible. Is that why Mike Johnson seems to be changing? No. Mike Johnson was full of tears. There are some things that were not disclosed about Mike Johnson. I personally think it is not right. See, listen, hear me on this, folks. I remember one time I was deeply concerned about a person. I never said anything. People who did not know I even knew the person and talked to the person and prayed with the person, people didn't know that. And there were certain people here in COT who were listening on COT who started writing some nasty emails saying that Mike doesn't care about a certain so-and-so. Accusing because they could not perceive certain things. They didn't even know that I knew the person. They didn't even know that the person and I prayed together. They didn't know any of that. And because they didn't know that, they began to judge or they began to evaluate based on what they can see, which is hardly anything. Mike Johnson is the same way. You have people out there saying things. They have no idea what that guy is going through with his kids. But the real story of the Ukraine, see, because I'm going to be frank, a lot of people don't know the real story of the Ukraine because they never told it. And so people only have the popular narrative that comes from Fox and CNN and NBC and those places. They don't know the real story of what's happening. They don't know. Mike Johnson is a person of conviction. And when you see a person praying, evoking the name of Jesus with tears, and they're caught doing this. Listen, not doing this in the open for show. But somebody eavesdropping on a person, catching them in prayer. And then they go and start talking about some nonsense. Something is wrong. You know, a lot of people will judge because they only see, I'll say they see about 3% of a person. What you speak, what you react to and all that is only about 3% of who you are. The majority of who you are is in your heart. It's what you're contemplating right now. It's what you're concerned about right now. That's who you are. When you have action in your life and you do things, a lot of that is spontaneous. It's in accordance with certain, you know, expectations of people. Who you really are is a person who's praying by way of your heart. It's also the person who's scared for the outcome of somebody else. These tornadoes are coming. If anybody has loved ones in there, a person can be tough on the outside saying, yeah, I'm depending upon the Lord. But the real person on the inside is crying out for their loved ones. They're crying out to the Lord, Lord, do something. I don't know what you can do. I don't know what you will do, but do something. Please help those I love. That's what a person cries out internally. Externally, they formulate things so that other people can understand it. But internally, the truth of a person is known. And listen to me. Only God can see the totality of a person. People cannot see the totality of you. Only God can see that. That's why it's always, always a good rule of thumb to be careful. To be very careful in what you agree with. Concerning any of these politicians. Can you hear me? Please don't fall in alignment with them. Let them do their jobs. Let us fall in alignment with the Lord Jesus. Let those guys who were purposed to do that job do that job. You can do that job because you're saved and you operate by conviction. Many of them can do the job. Because they're not in the same spiritual mindset you are. When you get in a certain spiritual mindset, there are certain things you can never do again. You would be ineffective. There are many things you could not agree with. Examine your own life. When you were young, you participated in things. You may have believed in Christ, but you did not have the wisdom necessary to discern these situations of Christ. See how that works? I hope everybody remembers that. Because you never know what a person is struggling with on the inside. You just don't know. You don't know. One thing's for sure, everybody is going to find out. Somebody said, let's see, let me go back. Should we be trying to move out into the countryside, preparing specifically for any sort of natural disasters, geological disasters, to try and protect our families? I want to do everything I can to protect my family. Well, that's commendable. Try and hear me on this. If you move anywhere, it's going to be, and you do it by collecting information or getting the opinions of others, you're doing it by the eye. If we're not to walk by the eye or by those things we see, but we're to walk by faith, by those things spoken and declared, right? That's a very different walk. That means when everybody else, when they turn right, you're not to turn right because everybody else did so. by a specific male. All right, let's see where we're at. Oh, protecting your families. If you want your families protected, this is going to open up a semi-conversation. You really want your families protected, then try and hear me out. Everybody try and hear me out, please. If you want a loved one protected, try and hear me out. It just so happens that the same ones who desire to make a move to protect their families are the same ones who still have something to do in accordance with righteousness. Let no sin be in your life. And if anybody says that's impossible, if anybody states that it's one of those tasks you really can't complete, right? In spiritual sight is what a person needs. You get a problem you can't get over, you got something you can't get rid of in your life, look at your family. See, if a person wants to stop smoking, they say, well, you know, I've tried 1,000 times and I can't stop smoking. But that same person wants their family protected. Listen to me. Look at those people you love. Is there anything you would not give up for them? Yes or no? Is there any habit worth keeping and put your whole family at risk? Look at your family members. You truly want them protected, to obey the Lord in all ways, in everything. Obey the Lord in everything for the sake of your family, so that you can be their covering in case they're not covered. And then your family is covered. Do you hear me? The wages of sin is death. So if you kick sin out of your life because you're covering them, they become your strength to maintain your walk of righteousness despite your disposition. Now you're doing something. Because when you do all of what you can do, right? When you have exhausted everything you know how to do, that's when you have confidence that the Lord's going to do exactly what he said he would do. See, we don't have confidence in the Lord when we don't commit to 100%. But when we commit to 100%, then guess what? That's when you stand boldly and say, I have done everything I could do. Everything, Lord. That's when you stand in all faith and you trust in the Most High, knowing that you've been accounted for something. All right, next question. Hopefully that answers part of that. Somebody says, any future gathering plans at COT Brick and Mortar, you better believe it. Better believe it. Let me explain this to you guys real quick. I'm in the middle of making some fortifications and preparations and all that good stuff, right? And again, I have to tell you, and this is why I can't wait until next month. Lord willing, everything goes right when they get the fiber connected so that you guys can browse certain things. We do not operate like other organizations. We don't. Okay, let's go ahead and face it. We don't. And so it takes us a little bit longer to get things together. We were blessed with a building. That was given to us. Given to us. Now, of course, we're responsible for taxes and we're responsible for everything else and some of the code standards and all that. And so that's that took about, what, this is year number four, I believe, year number four, something like that, getting everything ready, that's materials, that's refitting of things. But it took, and to be frank with you, my status is different now, right? So I just can't do what I used to be able to do. So it takes time. These things, they take time, you know. But we're getting there. It is a miracle in the making. We're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah, I mean, if we had to right now, we could open everything up. Right now, at this very moment, we've come a long way, right? I'm getting everything in order according to what the Lord has given me. Security is a big deal. See, the Lord has given me an insight into something. So there are no, you can't take any shortcuts. No shortcuts, right? Plus, I shared something with some folks in COT a long time ago before the building was ever, you know, given to us. And it had to do with the building, and it just so happens the top floor of that building is just like that dream. I personally thought people were stuck on a campus, a school campus, but it was us. There's a walkway that's glass, right, where you can see all the way down to the bottom. And I thought that was a school campus. Nope, that's us. And people were inside of there, and they couldn't go outside because it was raining. Something. There was some chemicals in the rain, and anybody who went in the rain, it's 100% guaranteed they would die. So it started raining. Nobody could leave the building. Nobody could. And in that dream, there was a person looking for cigarette butts in every single trash can there was. On about the sixth, I believe it was the sixth day, two fights broke out. People were getting bored. It was too bland of a place. We never got a chance to make sure that everything was, you know, fit well, right? No furniture and stuff like that. Certain areas were totally empty. Certain rooms were empty. There's a lot of rooms in that place. So in the dream, it seemed like nobody had a chance to get that together. And of course, again, I thought it was a school campus, but it was not. It was not. So there are lots of things that have to be done. Because it's unfortunate the conditions that are coming that we will have to live in. Not going to be conducive to, you know, well, it takes time. It takes time, but we're getting there, you know, and it must be fortified. And because of that dream, there are certain avenues that I've gone in to ensure the what happened in that dream does not happen in real life. I want to say question matrix, you referred to information. We get back to that. Someone says, who do you think the Antichrist? Who do you think is the Antichrist? Well, you know, listen, all of us can speculate. I depend upon scripture when it says that that man of perdition is going to be revealed to us. Not just to one or two of us, but to all of us. We're all going to see exactly who it is. So for now, there's no need to speculate. We know that the spirit of Antichrist is all over the place. We know that the three unclean spirits are at work. We know that. We know that there's a lot of hatred towards Christianity. We know that. As far as having a vest or something like that on, or any particulars of this fella, no need for that. This guy's got to be revealed. I was going to say something about the vesture that was mentioned in a prophecy, speaking of the Antichrist when he approaches something in a specific prophecy, but that prophecy is in a book that's not common to people. But he wears something. There's still some Middle Eastern prophecies that they name, I don't even think they know it all the way, but they name the exact outfit this guy's going to wear. He actually walks up to a podium under a banner, under a nation's banner, and he does what he does. That's when he orders some of the atrocities that will then take place. And the people love him for it. They absolutely love him for it. Anyway, that person is going to be revealed to all of us. And when he is revealed, we're going to know exactly what time we're in. In fact, that's when those in Judea have to flee into the mountains. And so they're going to see it too. They're going to see it. We're going to see it. Everybody's going to see it. Right? Everybody is. What is that? Somebody says, Michael, what's blue on the outside of the bottom right, a perfect circle like a mini blue moon. Probably a dome. Why is money being poured into geothermal projects in Utah when the earth is heating up, earthquakes are an issue in water? Because they're going to continue to do the green thing. That's why. Right? Also, with some of the power plants that are coming online, right? Why not? Is what they're saying. Any insight into the, okay, we got that. Let me get this corrected, guys. I keep getting a little stall here. Could be due to the environment. The government environment is opened. Somebody said, with what you feel is coming in the next 10 years, I'd love for you to share your thoughts. Hard preparation should be Christians not having a mortgage, or do you think that's not relevant? Well, no. Somebody was talking about Christians having a mortgage, but I say coming in the next 10 years. I'm going to be honest with you. 10 years? Too long of a time. There's no need for me to see past a couple of years. No need. Just no need. I feel so strongly internally, there's no need. No need. Somebody says, uh-oh. What happened here? Ooh! Where'd it go? Okay, I lost it. Well, I had a good question here, guys, and it vanished. It just went away. Oh, well. Went away. Do faithful watchers, angels, sometimes use UFOs to travel or appear to humans, or all UFOs are enemies' team? No. No, I think that term UFO, right, and angels can take whatever form is necessary for them to accomplish what the Lord sends them to accomplish. For the most part, people have seen craft in the air that vanished into thin air. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's cloaking or something like that. I'll tell you something funny that happened to me. Looking at something, there was something everybody was looking at. It passed underneath us, and it never came out on the other side. It just vanished. And then about, I believe one of the tracks were about 900 miles from that spot. A couple of seconds later, it pops up again. The same exact craft with the same exact dimensions on a similar targeting system. It just popped up again. Is it a real ship? Is it or not? You know, that's the question. In a lot of cases, these things morph. There'll be one thing at one moment, like a dumbbell, and then there'll be a long cylindrical thing at another time. or they dissipate into a cloud, or they simply vanish right before your eyes. When these messengers have something to do on the earth, when that happens, well, let's put it this way. Angels take in many different forms. It's very difficult for anybody to know what these things actually are. People speculate, people, you know, they do lots of different things, but it's very difficult. Now, as far as knowing the good from the bad, yes, there are two different types up there for sure, right? I personally believe it's very difficult for a person to know the difference between the two, because in the Bible it says, be careful to entertain strangers, because you entertain angels unaware. Why would it ever say that if we have discernment to tell if an angel is near or not? So I believe they interact. I believe that they are doing whatever the Lord charged them to do. For example, all the defense computers shut down not too many years ago. All of them shut down, just the defense computers of every single nation on earth. And all of the major nuclear devices were cleared and turned so that if they would have fired a nuclear missile, if we would have fired them, it would have hit our capital. If Russia would have fired theirs, it would have hit their capital. You know, so on and so forth. That happened one day when all defense computers went down. No other computers went down. Just the defense computers. That puzzled them. Right? That was unusual. It really did puzzle them. But I don't believe all of them are just, you know, you can lump everything in a bag and say they're all evil. I don't believe that. Not one bit. All right, who's next? Is there any pyramid under Tennessee? There's lots under Tennessee. Isn't that where they have two of the serpent mounds in that place, right? Yeah. Two serpent mounds there. So there's lots of stuff in Tennessee. Be careful what you're called to see. Be careful, guys. Be careful. Always try every spirit by the spirit. If it's not, why would the Lord do anything in this present day outside of Jesus Christ? Be careful with that, okay? Be careful with that. Because our Father is going to incorporate His Son into everything. If it does not incorporate the Son, right? Be careful with those spirits, because devils can sing your dreams too. They can tamper with your head. They can give you false dreams. They can give you intuitive dreams. They can, you know, they send all a host of things. Be careful with that, guys. All right, what do we have? That's right, test the spirits. Yes. At least that's about the theory of living in the matrix. No, because I don't, listen, all this matrix stuff, right? If they had never had the movie The Matrix, nobody would be thinking that. Nobody would. Now, they made that movie, The Matrix, very close to reality, based in part on the Word of God. Somebody says, renounce that stuff, yes. How did you discover EP Post? That music I play, soundtracks. Sometimes I'm instantly go to certain soundtracks that capture my ear. They have interesting concepts behind those soundtracks. In one of those soundtracks, it's all about Christ, 100%. It's about a person's battle with sin, and sin did not win, in the one case, but it won in another case, right? So the person was victorious, but then not victorious and victorious again. The person conveyed through that music that they continued no matter what. And they understood that failure is only perceived to be failure by the flesh, not by the spirit. So they continued to endure. And then the Lord unlocked them to complete everything. The Lord did that. So there you are with that. Pretty interesting. I personally like music without words. I do. Is there another recent large water disturbance in the South Atlantic? Yes, there was. There was. There will be more. Which is why we're working on preparations. Lots. Even if people don't prepare, right? There are still things I can do to help those who did not prepare at all. Some of these fortified places or things that we're developing, anything that works out real well, we're going to make available to everybody so that you guys can go and make the same thing if you choose to. I'd also give you a good time to evaluate some of my design techniques. And it will. Okay, but why did the neighbors steal my trash? Just try and put fear in a person. Well, people are losing their minds. Violence is starting to erupt. You guys remember in 2013, I would ask all the time, folks, please don't become part of the violence. You're starting to see that violence every day now. Someone says, when are you going to show us how to work the phones as AM radios? That a device will do that. We'll do that for you. That device will come out when it is needed at the absolute last minute. Not before, but at the last minute. I really can't afford for that technology to get put out there too early and then somebody counter that technology where it's null and void the next time. Right? You know, the Bible says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You don't expose things early because people will bring it to nothing. And then you'll be upset for exposing it early. I'm not doing that. It'll be as one of those as-needed bases. So it'll be a useful, functioning device. You know, not something somebody can toy with and tamper with to break the whole network down. Okay, folks, stand by just for a moment. These tornadoes are, I was hoping some of the colder temperatures would deplete some of the power of these tornadoes, but I'm watching a track. We have an identical development of storms also taking place that will come in next week, unfortunately. But I'm tracking that. We also have an anomaly on the sun that we're going to have to, we'll probably be very close to in about 10 days. It is not a good one either. It is not a good one coming off the sun in about 10 days. It is not. There's some very active alerts for about 10 days from now. So, lots of water tonight and tomorrow. Lots of water. Graphene and semiconductors. Oh, you're educating yourself on that, huh? That's actually quite a pretty old tech. It's pretty old technology. It's just now hitting the civilian sector. And it is. Electronics are very small these days, right? But the smaller they are, the less power they consume. The more versatile materials can be utilized for greater efficiency. They're also finding out the actual properties of electrons and muons and some of the other little things inside, and it's nothing like we thought. It's not. You know, one thing that really messes people up is when you say the electron-proton theory is nothing like what they taught us. People start scratching their heads. We think in these patterns. I'll say this. The education that we have received is basically to keep you inside of a box. It works, but it keeps you inside of a box. You'll never get outside the box utilizing these contained formulas to keep you thinking in patterns that won't allow for any design to escape the physics they have created. Like electricity. Does electricity really? How does it flow in a wire? Right? What's really happening with the amperage and with the heat buildup and with the voltage? What's really happening is something that Tesla saw. It was going to be in textbooks in another couple of years. And guess what? You can forget about electrons and protons. You can forget about it. More and more people are going to start utilizing magnetic field lines, which that just so happens to be gravity. The wire, right? The wire represents a path, yes. And that pathway heats up, not because something is going through the wire. No. Think of it this way. An electron is like a tennis ball. The tennis ball hits the handle of a tennis racket, causing it to vibrate. Those vibrations then hit your hand at the other end, right? So the tennis ball hits, let's just say it hits anything with force, causing it to vibrate. And that whatever it hit is actually vibrating your hand. Nothing flowed through. Vibrations, right, repeated themselves. The energy was transferred perfectly from one object to another, right? Not because it went through the object. No. Because it simply vibrated the object, right? So, will Ohm's law be obsolete? It's already obsolete a lot of places, but the mathematics of Ohm's law, right? You can still use that without the wire. You know that, don't you? You can use that without wire. You can use that without existing conductors. But Ohm's law has nothing to do with the electron theory, if you think about it, or the proton theory. If you think about it, it has nothing to do with that. Those are limitation mathematics that keep you stuck inside of a loop, so that when you try to create something, you can only create what that formula predicts. That's it. You're stuck with a predictive model that's not going to allow you to create anything outside of a boundary. Most mathematics today are just like that. They keep people locked within these boundaries, and they cannot go beyond. And so when it comes to these radical ideas, or say, for example, anti-gravity, people say, well, that's impossible. That you can't have anti-gravity. Or they say, like Einstein, right? He said energy continues. And so what are people saying now? Well, you know, it takes a lot of energy for a ghost to move something. Isn't that what they say? Takes a lot of energy for a spirit to move something. Let me share this with you. Something I know for a fact. You ready? You're thinking about that all wrong. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to say this and take a break. Here it is. I'm telling you this for a fact. I'm going to give this to you for free. You don't have to believe it, but you can chew on it. And if you chew on it long enough, you may just bump into somebody else who knows it for a fact. Here we go. Everything you see, right? Everybody has an object in front of them. Right? What's keeping it where it is? If you got a coffee cup, what's keeping the coffee cup? What's keeping the coffee in the coffee cup where it is. What's keeping your computer, your cell phone, where it is? Because let me explain this to you. There is a force of order, I'm going to call it. And if that force of order was not there, right, matter would simply dissolve right in front of your face. It would be all over the place. You could set something down and it would fly up and go into outer space. You could throw something up and it would go down through the earth, penetrating, busting a hole through everything. A spirit does not need energy to move anything. It doesn't. Because everything you see is commanded. That's what people don't understand. Everything you see, everything you touch is commanded. Do you hear me? Everything is commanded to stay put. It's commanded not to move. It's commanded to lock itself in place. When the commands go away, there is no predictive outcome anymore. Now, spirits have the ability to give certain commands and to obstruct commands, which is why, right? If you go to any place where demonic activity is present, there's chaotic movement of things. UFOs have chaotic movement, don't they? The UFOs you see, they have chaotic movements. They're not smooth, you know, just flying smooth like that. There's chaotic movements. Why? Because our operators, they know what they have to do. So anything in the realm that's not supposed to be in this realm is chaotic in motion, chaotic in its existence, chaotic in operation. Why? See, this realm is perfectly commanded. This realm that you live in right now is perfectly commanded. Everything is commanded to do what it does. That's why things work. Because something is commanding it. That's how it operates. But if you take those commands away, everything is chaos and chaotic. So then all these intruding spirits operate, how? Chaotically. Haven't you noticed? Huh? They don't need energy to move anything. They obstruct order. Their very presence will obstruct order. And if you obstruct order, you have to override the existing commands. How do you do that? How do they do that? You're the one that does that. That's why they need you. What does it profit a demon to do magic tricks to nothing? No, it does it around people. Why? Because it needs you to further obstruct what's already commanded. In the Bible, when it says the powers of the heavens are going to be shaken, what does that mean? It means exactly what the Bible says. Things have been held in store. They have been held there. Everything is commanded. Humanity has a right to alter those commands because God gave you dominion, didn't he? So then guess what? You can alter those commands. Does mankind know how to interrupt those commands? Yes, they do. And what happens when they interrupt those commands? Instant chaos. So whatever's down could be up. Whatever has no mass could have mass. Whatever's nothing could coalesce. And they control the outcome. They utilize spirits to do that. They're actually harnessing demonic powers to do that. That's why you see all these devilish things in their laboratories. They're telling them what they're doing. They're trying to get demons to work for them because demons know how to command. They know how to command things. They just have no authority to command without you. They need you to command things here in this realm. Because if they came in here and just let loose, everything would be chaotic. Nothing would be stationary. You could set something down and it would fly up through your roof or something like that, but weird stuff would happen, right? Nothing would be held in store. When you set something down, there's a command governing its stillness. Anything that's still is commanded to be still. If the command is removed, it is no longer still. It goes into instant chaos. It also deforms. It loses its form. It no longer cooperates with other things that are commanded. Thus, anything that's affected like that cannot stay within this realm. Remember, this is a realm that's commanded. So whenever demons come around, things disappear, don't they? And you're a living spirit who's given authority to command also. You've been given authority to command or remove that command. That's why demons seek you so much. So they can use you to interrupt the stability God put in store here. In the Bible, there's a scripture, and it says that all things have been kept in store for a specific time. All things have been held in place. That's why we can calculate movement. We can measure distance. That's why speed makes a difference. All of them have constants and a set of physics rules that govern them. But all that's going to go away. Physics won't work anymore. Because all the stuff that's being held, that's being kept, all the order God has been giving will be interrupted. And no one will make a mistake. No one's going to make a mistake and believe in the nonsense they believe in today when that happens. You will know. Because when that happens, you're going to see the forces that are chaos themselves. You're going to know what you have been. You're going to have an epiphany of the truth. Once you see that truth, there's no going back. See, to a child, you explain things differently to a child. Like when a person dies, people tell a child, well, that person just went to sleep for a long time. Right? And then what they tell them, why? Because it's a child. Correct? If a person has to endure something horrible, you don't tell the horrible thing to a child. You create something that the child can relate to. And that's what they believe until it changes, which is why kids believe in Santa Claus. No, you know the truth about that. So why tell the child that in the first place? Because they're a child. When they learn the truth, they may not like it. It may not be the glamorous thing they thought it was. See, when a child is told there's no Santa, the glamour's gone. The beautiful imagery in the picture, all the stories and the good emotions kaput. The child wakes up. When the child wakes up, it's time to put away childish things. Somebody said, why did Jesus curse the fig tree? Because it did not yield figs. And such would be the case if anything that does not yield fruit will be hewn down into nothing. God made you to yield fruit. And if there's no fruit being yielded from us, then what good were we? Say the words. Well, now you guys know. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to track some pieces on these storms. In the hail, I'm looking at hail. I'm looking at active. Oh, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I'm going to stop counting. Good. That's a lot. Lord have mercy. And it's the same track from yesterday. A stalled system. Are you kidding? A stalled system. That's almost an exact replica or reformation of the areas that were hit yesterday. I know people think HAARP is doing this. It's really ought to consider God's word when seeing these storms. There's a Doppler signature. Every time humanity tampers with storms, there is a Doppler signature. There is. I'll be back in a few minutes, everybody, right here at COT. All right, everybody, I'm back. Back to where we were. Did you guys get that about the command thing? Commanding. Remember when Jesus said, if you say to this mountain to go and cast itself into the sea, it will. Remember that? Remember he kept saying, if you say something, it will. Think about that. You're the only ones. You're the ones given authority to command in this realm. Now something, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would accept it. And then you would say to that mountain, go cast yourself into the sea. You would. Because you would know that you've been given authorization to command. You ask, how is that possible? Because everything that was made, everything that we see, that we can touch, that we can hear, comes from our Father. It exists because He exists. See, if the Father stopped existing, nothing would exist anymore. See how that works? Think of yourself, right? Think of yourself. Think if everything you thought of could come into being, could order itself come into being. But the moment you cut it loose, did not think of it anymore, it would vanish, right? So in truth, what they have done to you guys, they have taken known, some of the known disciplines of humanity itself, what humanity has discovered, and mixed it up. See, they try to get you to think that somehow, you know, this hat exists that I have in my hand because I see a hat. No, this hat exists because the Father made the materials. The Father made the elements that we could work the elements, that the elements would obey in accordance to how we're working them, and it would stay this element. That's why it exists, not because this hat doesn't care if I see it or not. It's still going to be there. That's why we have trash. And that's, I don't think about the trash, right? I'm not thinking about the trash I threw out 20 years ago. But it's a problem somewhere, isn't it? See, if we didn't think about something anymore, if that were true, we would never have a problem with trash. No one knows what's under the ground with the trash, but it's still there. It's still coming. We're talking about nobody. Even in the deserts, in Shittim, there are certain things that surface. Nobody knows what they are, and then they do analysis, and all of a sudden they find out it's a petrified thing. Something that comes from the body. Well, wait a minute, though. Nobody knew about that, right? Nobody in common times knew about that. So how in the world did it exist? Please don't let them fool you. Ask your Father in heaven about these things. Not those scientists from one of the international consortiums. Be careful to ask your Father. Because when you ask Him, will not only show you, but demonstrate to you. And by his demonstration, you're going to get nosy. You're going to start to know things. And as you know it, then you'll begin commanding things. And you won't accept anything else. Remember that. Because the world is trying to entrap you. Who's behind the information in this world? Lucifer is. He's like flypaper. We're the flies. And every time we start believing everything he has put into people, we get trapped. So the people who gave us the information, they go forward. We get stuck. They have answers. We're full of questions. They see how it works, though they cannot muster a belief in Christ that they too would be authorized. So they keep you trapped, so you can't do it either. They don't want you to do it either. They keep you trapped. Anyway, I'm going to get off that subject. Listen, guys, the storms, they continue to brew. So everybody from Texas, right? Everybody who's in, actually, it's a line going up. Everybody in Texas, Oklahoma is being hit pretty hard right now. Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, all those folks, all the way up there. Listen to your local forecasts. There's going to be a wind event here shortly. Well, it's already forming. There's another cumulonimbus type cloud right behind the frontal system that's causing these the large hail tornadoes. Check in with your local forecast, right? Listen to the warnings. Please pay attention to that. To those that we know, that we love, our brothers and sisters in harm's way, continue to pray for them. Those not deaf, continue to pray for them. Some people can't go anywhere. They have nowhere to go. They have no family to go to. All right, folks. That. Somebody said, oh, boy. Okay, I read something, but I just copied and pasted a few questions, right? I'm going to answer some of these tomorrow too. Listen, the Lord tells us to occupy until he comes, right? Do everything to the highest of your own personal integrity. Continue to pay your bills, right? Continue to do that. But most importantly, when it comes to moving or anything like that, don't ask a person, ask your Father in heaven. If a person tells you to move, or they have advice for you to move, right, they're going to have that based on certain things they have deduced. If your Father has placed upon you to pay attention where to move to, then in a multitude of counsel, you're going to get the location and everything else, right? Never by one person's advice. Always. By that high return. Make sure you try every spirit too. Right? Because if somebody told you, hey, you should move to New Orleans so you can enjoy the Mardi Gras, okay, that has nothing to do with the work of Christ. Right? So would you move there for that reason? I hope you would not. Search out the Lord for that. Search him out in prayer. Pray with some brothers and sisters about that. And then collectively get the answer, if you must. But if you get man's answer, and you move in that place thinking that place is going to be stable, and this is not going to happen again, you're messing up. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Seek the Lord for your answers. Seek him. Your brothers and your sisters can compliment the truth that the Lord will convey to you. But I'd be careful in getting any answers from people. Be very careful with that. Also, never put anybody in a position where you can blame them. That can only lead to strife, anger, animosity, some type of vengeful, you know, necessity within you. So you don't want to do that either. Make sure that everybody that you know, you keep them in freedom, in continual freedom. All right. Hey, God bless all of you guys. I'm going to be back tomorrow. I will. I'm going to leave one of the players on Channel Zero because I still may pop back on again. I'm not going to leave the main system on. I'm going to be doing some work to that. So I'm not going to leave that on. Mixler is going to be zeroed out. I'm going to keep it on for chatting purposes. But I may come on Channel Zero from time to time. If the admins miss it, There's everything we record is ready to go there. It's a just-in-case recording. Okay. Folks, God bless you guys. See you guys tomorrow, Lord willing. You guys be safe. And again, if I come back on tonight, it'd be like with this last conversation, just to give you guys some advisement. That's all. Hope you guys remember about the external intrusions upon your hardware devices. I hope you can recall that. All right, you all. I'm going to see you tomorrow right here at the Council of Time. Thank you guys for your fellowship. I can't wait until we get our fiber is established. That's going to be a good day for us. But until then, I'll say God bless each and every one of you. And we'll continue this tomorrow. God bless all of you.